Hello.
Yellow.
Yep.
Hola.
Hi.
Does my webcam work as a microphone?
The webcam, I can hear you though.
Okay. So just as long as, you know, my audio is going through.
Trial?
What is that about?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
I swear, there's someone that sounds like Siri or something like that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Trial?
Yeah, it...
Oh, there we go.
That must be some
go.
Automated voice.
That's how Skynet starts, man.
Anthony was trying to record us with some shitty, like, program.
And it's actually in the process of being built. I'm not even joking.
Ah, great.
I know one of the guys who's building it.
Have they not seen what happens when AI goes rogue? Seriously.
Hey, you know what? The U.S. government gets what the U.S. government wants.
Okay, well, first off, con over, you know, Kraken, con, whatcha-jiggy, you know, that this works as an opportunity for that, but, so I finally got word back about the whole Dan situation, SAC anime as a whole, everything that's gonna be going on, and, you know, just because, they have a new head of, I guess you can call it public relations or something like that. And the skinny of it is Mission Star Podcast is perfectly fine. We don't have anything to worry about when it comes to SAC anime. We can still go. I'm not banned. Nothing like that happens. We're good. On the other hand, the only reason why there was a problem was because this new head of public relations... She was the one that listened to my podcast, or, you know, to our podcast, and I was talking about it with her. And she said, oh, yeah, no, I, you know, run all of our communications about social media. And as soon as I heard your podcast, I forwarded all the information after taking notes off to Dan, and then that's where we got his responses from. So it wasn't him being a jackass. It was him responding to information that was written down, and then probably misinterpreting it from there, but whatever. Oh, no, she didn't fuck up. It's just that when you put something to paper, it's completely different than hearing it in, you know, in words. That's...
I was saying, like, she translated our podcast onto this paper.
Can I... Are you talking about K?
Hold on a sec. I have it in my...
I think you guys are missing the important part of this conversation. Someone is actually listening to our podcast.
Yeah, no, and not only that, but was taking notes.
People listen to this crap?
Hold on one sec. Let me go grab my leather jacket that I was cosplaying in yesterday. Hold on.
So, yeah, you were...
That's so crazy.
So,
yeah,
And
I know all them. I've been working with them for, like, hella years.
So, here's the thing. Dan is still, like, completely running ship, except that Kay is now, instead of the vice...
Well, he's the owner. He's the one who funds the convention. It's his convention.
I know, but he's also an insufferable jackass. And, like, I've never heard anything positive about him.
So was the guy that ran ALA, I mean...
Yeah, well... Anyway, so I was talking with Kay about everything, and... I'll go ahead and start off with the negatives. When it comes to doing our podcast, we need to either not swear at all. You know, like, we can...
Really?
Yeah, so we can't, you know, drop, you know, say fuck, shit, piss, cunt, ass. Well, we could probably say ass, but...
Wait. So let me... So, Zach...
No, I will expand on that part in a little bit. Bear with me. So, the thing about that particular note, since fucking I may as well just talk about it now. Basically, in order for them to make our stuff public, it has to be presented to an age range that works from age 10 to age, you know, whatever the fuck after. And... the problem with us is that because our primary demographic is 15 to 30, then, you know, like, we have a different age range, but because they have a younger age range that is interested, we have to curb that in order to, you know, have them, you know, publicly say, hey, you know, this is Mission Star Podcast talking about us and stuff like that. So there's that, which actually leads me into the next point. If we curb, you know, our own dialogue and whatever, and, you know, make it more PG. Actually, that's literally it.
Will not be censored.
Well, here's the thing. We can use bleeps if, you know, we are far too comfortable with doing that. But she just said that it has to be marketable to, well, not even marketable, but just presentable to, you know, anyone that's under the age of 13.
So what you're saying is we can't say fuck, but if we want to say shit, crap, damn it, all that, that's cool.
Well, that's just kind of like
actually, shit's in the blacklist.
Like, everything.
What?
Everything needs to be. Everything needs to be family friendly in order for Psychedemic to post it on their website.
I know it's been a while time out, guys. I know it's been a while since I've seen a PG-13 movie, but shit is definitely said in those.
Yeah, but maybe it's only, like, once in a while to emphasize it. I mean, like...
No, there's an FCC regulation for it. Like, for PG-13 movies now, you can say the word shit, I think it's 3 or 5 times maximum over the course of the movie. And that's still PG-13, but if you say more than that, then it goes straight into R. On the other hand, the word fuck, yeah, no, like,
that's
PG-13,
just R. You can't, that's a no.
Yeah, you can't have it. Okay, so there is that. Secondly, during the convention, you know that I asked you for the last 6 months' numbers. So the reason why is because I'm going to be emailing Kay later on and stuff like that. And I was talking with her about the, the Patreon thing that we're going to do. And Kay was really cool with the idea and said, okay, well, you already have, you know, numbers higher than what we would expect. So, as a result, they are more than, you know, willing to give us a free weekend pass so long as we curb our dialogue in that respect. And to translate that over to other conventions... if we keep up that trends just for Conover, you know, like, we bleep stuff out or don't say the words, then we have a higher likelihood of the convention saying, oh, yeah, sure, you know, like, we know that you're a positive, you know, reporting force, and as a result, yeah, okay to, you know, get a pass for, you know, one of your Patreon donors.
You guys are going to have to bleep the hell out of me.
Learning how to censor yourself shouldn't be that bloody odd. Know what I'm saying, mate?
I mean, I could just switch to, like, full-on, like, English swearing. You know, like, bloody wanker. Nobody in America knows what the fuck you're talking about anymore.
So long as you don't say, so long as you don't yell at anyone to piss off, I think you'd be fine.
I'll piss off your bloody wanker.
Hmm. Call someone to toss it anytime you want. It sounds like okay. That it's like pulling your arm out. It
okay, to be fair, this was going to happen. Like, if this is the direction we want to go, if we want to become something other than, you know, guys who get it and then that's really it, we go there, we report on it. If we want to move into, like, hey, give us a free pass for our, you know, Patreon, one of our Patreon winners, plus we're going to cover your convention, it was going to happen. It's a professionalism.
Yeah, and you can say the same stuff without cussing. See, I could have just said shit.
Well, I mean, like, the whole thing is like, well, maybe we can do a certain thing where it's like, all right, we get a deal for the badges with them, and we basically will devote maybe like two shows, like maybe like a sec anime preview plus a con over.
That's another thing I was going to get into, but
yeah. So pretty much we agreed to do two shows for them, no cursing, completely PG-13, whatever the fuck they want, and then that's it.
We should find out if it's okay if we do slip up, because people slip up, if we bleep it out, if it's still acceptable. We should find out.
I kind of just said this, is like, if
they said that's okay?
Yeah, it's just, okay. You know, try to not have, you know, the whole hour just being, you know, bleeping noises.
Well, I didn't understand that they said that was okay. I thought you were well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be fine.
No. I was explicitly, like, going over that, like, okay, so what's, you know, the safe room? Is like, oh, yeah, just, you know, keep it as clean as you can, and if you're going to swear, bleep it. But
instead of bleeping it, can we make a dolphin sound?
I'm okay with that.
I just think that'd be hilarious. I don't know.
Okay, but here's the thing, is like, editing that is good. It's such a bitch. Editing audio and adding bleeps in is such
pain in the ass. You have to listen to the entire thing, find
especially,
out exactly where it is.
Okay, especially if, like, Anthony's the one who's cussing and he has a webcam on. Jesus Christ. What a pain in the ass it is to edit all that shit.
Okay, so, I mean, that was the thing that, you know, was pretty much just a verbal agreement on that. You know, just as long as we keep our, what do you call it, we keep our profanity down. And then it would be perfectly okay because we've been regular attendees for SAC Anime. We've regularly reported on their events and we've given them publicity. On that note, if we keep doing that, then the SAC Anime website will be okay with... Or at least from what Kay was telling me, that they will put us on the website as, you know, like, quote unquote sponsors. And, you know, just like, hey, you know, these people support us, so go check them out. Like that sort of thing. On that note, Kay also made a comment about within the last year, someone was talking about doing cross promotion for SAC Anime, and she said that it came out to where, after, like, two exchanges, it was like, okay, so we're going to go ahead and cross-promote. Pay us. And I wanted to figure out who the fuck said it. Because I haven't done anything for publicity since Jeremy's basically taken that, you know, over from me. And
whoa,
been...
what?
Wait a minute. So wait.
Time out.
So,
somebody tell Jeremy
that. So she had said that?
I have not been doing promotion. I have just been doing my own line, and nobody stopped my bullet train yet. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Fucking up.
See, because here's the thing. I have not emailed anyone from SAC Anime for like 2 or 3 years, and Kay said that they got the correspondence like about, I don't know, it was within the past 12 months.
You'll have to talk to them, because I don't talk to SAC Anime. I don't respect those people.
Okay, so then that narrows the list down to Anthony. Did you send an email to them about cross-promotion?
Wait, so you're offering them stuff instead of asking for stuff. Is that what it sounds like?
I swear to God, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, because the commentary was that, like, okay, so Mission Start Podcast will go ahead and promote you regularly, and we expect to be paid. And then so after that, like, things pretty much just went dead, because like I don't know, because it just sounds like a fucking dick comment, and I swear, like, you're the last person I can think of, because I haven't emailed SAC Anime in like 3 years. No.
They're claiming that one of us said, we agree to cross-promote, now pay us to cross-promote.
Thank you. Yes. Someone listens. Thank you.
Sorry, I was reading Extreme Rules results and words caught.
Yeah, so... But hey, you listen, so that's all that matters.
Sorry, what's going on?
So, anyway, that was the one thing that sort of came up about that. But no, it's basically... We, you know, pretty much just say, like, look, we'll try and tone our stuff down to make it a little more PG-13 rather than rated R in the terms of our discussions, and bam, we've got a spot on their site.
Is that the totality of all shows, or just the ones related to SAC Anime?
I believe that would be SAC Anime and SAC Con and the Comic Toy and Game Show that's all covered by Dan.
Hmm.
But yeah, it pretty much came out to, like, with Kay taking over, everybody has a clean slate, and apparently, like, the dynamics of SAC Anime itself are going to be changing a good deal. Yeah, because, I mean, as it stands, we've basically been giving them a lot of free publicity, and we will, I mean, in all likelihood, because I'm still going to go to SAC Anime, because fuck it, it's 15 minutes from my house, why not? And, you know, it pretty much came down to, just like, well, I mean, we're regularly going to talk about it, it provides content for the site anyway, so even if I decided not to, we still have enough people here in SAC to report on it anyway, so that's not really deal. And they figure, okay, well, you know, for other people who are still planning on going and whatever, why not? it can throw you that bone. Just, you know, go ahead and make the right, or actually, yeah, if there's a written article, keep the writing, you know, as professional as possible, you know, and don't, you know, swear, and go. Got a free, how much is a weekend pass for Sack Anime anyway? It's like $31 now, but like by the time it goes on, it's what, like 45, 50 bucks?
It's like 50 something, yeah. I don't know, I haven't paid for Sack Anime in like 10 years. Fucking ridiculous.
So, yeah, like I said, I mean, let's just go ahead and say, hey, that's $100 a year right there. Just for them to, you know, and if anything, you know, and if things really take off and, you know, they get a lot of positive publicity, we could probably end up asking for 2, maybe 3 at the most, you know, but like, you know, baby steps, you know, a couple years at a time.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like the idea because for Patreon, there's that paywall, which means you have to be 18. We could actually upload the uncensored versions to the Patreon site, and you have to, say, donate $5 a month to have access to them. It's behind a paywall where you have to be 18 years or older.
I'm aware, but I can bring this up in my correspondence with Kay. So.
Yeah. And I mean, like, seriously, like, I think, like, it's better to have more friends and allies than it is to have, like, nobody or enemies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
I don't know. That's not how it works for Metallica.
I don't know. I kind of like having enemies.
And besides, I mean,
okay,
it does provide work for the site,
okay,
so.
But we're supposed to be a site. We're supposed to be a business, and it's better for a business to survive when you have allies rather than like.
Bullshit.
Let's go shape shit up.
And look, not being able to swear ain't the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I just know that
If like I end up on that show, I'm very gonna say anything because I cuss like all the fucking time.
Oh, dude, have you not heard me talk? Like, seriously, ever?
I know. I'll have to point them out.
Well, that way we provide a uniform.
I don't know about that.
Look, we should. Mm. I'm not saying I'm saying we should.
And really, when you think about it, I like to think of it as like welcoming the new generation in, you know?
The new generation can lick my balls, okay? They suck.
Hey, you
a
were
new
once
generation
of the
generation of bitches?
No,
hey,
no, nobody welcomed me. No one welcomed me.
Yeah, hey, remember, you were once that dumb little kid too. So, last thing you want is to dry. Yeah, but last thing you want to do is scare off the anyone who could be potentially part of the new fan base. You know what I mean?
That's all conventions do.
Are they an attractive woman? Because otherwise, I don't give a fuck.
Well, you need other nerds in like, there.
I don't know, seriously, I would say, like there's worse shit that's, like, on TV and, like, on the fucking radio that kids hear nowadays than our fucking podcast. Like, way fucking worse. So, like, I would say...
Championship and can't go.
Well, see, like, I would say, I mean, like, I say, like, fuck all of that, like, oh, yeah, like, tone shit down. I just say we just try to just be real. Like, I like Mission Start podcast. The reason why I wanted to join you guys in the first place was because it was just, like, real out there. Like, this is us. Fucking suck our dicks, you know, whatever.
Suck my cock. I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Unscented? Really?
Unscented.
Unscented.
Yeah. MSP, unscented.
Unscented. Axe Body Spray can never sponsor us.
Oh, we should say it's unscented and then contact Axe Body Spray and be like, would you like to change that?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I know something.
I have to wrangle
though.
Four other adults. I mean, jeez.
Yes, actually, there's a lot, but then that turned into a whole other segue, so I'm like, okay, I'll let that finish. So anyway, when it comes to doing content, I have been told that we can get regular updates of what Sack Anime is planning on doing before the convention, who they're looking at, you know, trying to get a hold of, and everything like that, before this information is made public, and we can use that for the preview cast. And so, I mean, basically, over my correspondence with Kay, I've been told, okay, look, we can get passes for our Patreon. We can get extra content for the for doing a preview cast and provide us with more content for the site as a whole. And on top of that, get sponsorship from us and all from them. And all we have to do is not swear.
Then they're just like trying to like tickle our balls with things, aren't they? Yeah.
If I think they suck, I will say that they think they suck. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the job of an honest journalist.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that's probably something that we need to also let them know. Like, hey, we're going to cover your convention, but, you know, we're doing it fair and honest, you know?
I mean, again.
We are what Fox wishes they were. We're fair and balanced.
Yeah.
And we will rip your ass apart.
It's one thing to just ask us to tone it down so that the kids can listen. It's another thing to turn us into a propaganda tool, a la Game Informer.
That's
IGN.
Look, that's not what they're gonna. Okay. Yeah, I know, but there was another point that I wanted to address before that, and then I didn't get to finish. So look, that was, you know, like, sure, those are the incentives. Another thing is that if we do have negative criticism, it's like pretty much what I did for the last Sack Anime one. I will have to bring it up to them beforehand and say, look, these are things that you've really done fucked up on. I'm going to talk about it in the podcast, but you done fucked up. And, you know, explain these issues to them beforehand and say, look, you know, you need to contact human resources for, let's say, for the security or whatever, or just whoever the fuck that I need to. But, you know, for anything that's bad and can be improved, like, right away, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you can't really do anything for this convention, but here's the stuff that you fucked up on. Fix it for the next one. Should be good. And
so here's my question. Are you going to be contacting them in such a way like you're asking them for a comment on it? Or are you just like literally giving them a heads up in advance?
No, I'm pretty much like, okay, so say I go to Sac Anime. I go there for the weekend and what's a good thing? Let's just go ahead and say like the super huge guest list. That was a huge issue for things beforehand. Say, look, you had way too many guests that showed up, and as a result, it was a severe hindrance to the convention. It's like, okay, from there, they'll try and, I'll say, look, if you are able to condense the list down next time, I mean, granted that there's, some stars are like, oh yeah, no, it's Sac Anime, I want to go there again. Like, Vic and Yona, who's been there for every fucking con, just about. So, like, people like him, they're naturally going to show up anyway. So, it's like, report that, and then say, I'm still going to talk about it in the podcast, and that's whatever. And then, on the other hand, if there's something like, oh, no, a security guard was acting like a dick, and, let's see, what's a hot button thing? Intentionally misgender someone or something. Like, no, that's just something that would just be forwarded off to them.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, you know what people I mean? Do like, that? I'm just giving that... Yes, actually, people do. And it's...
So basically, if they trigger Tumblr.
Yes.
Let's call it what it is, guys. God. Okay, let's just call it what it is.
Triggered by triggers trigger, and I'm offended.
Well, you know what?
Yes. Be if one of those things in which everything offends you at that point.
You being offended is my trigger, so...
Everything offends me! I'm my own trigger!
To Gamergate!
There's a gallon of bleach out in my, garage. I can let you have it. Yeah, before the recording itself, but, I mean, it's like, okay, look, this is a problem, and I know for a fact it's not going to be fixed in the con. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm giving you a heads up so you're not blindsided. You're like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? I say it to their face before the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would say just be very careful in, like, how you're going to, like, word it to them, you know what I mean? Like, don't be like, this is what's wrong, fix it. Like, be like, these are the concerns that we had, we're going to be talking about on the podcast, heads up.
Know what I mean? That's basically it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as a result, for example, when I said that the program book was an abortion of a fucking program book, it was an abortion. It's just, I would have to say, no, it just really sucked, and the art was terrible, and, I can go into full detail as to why I thought it was terrible, but, just being that blunt about it is less than advised. And, if I throw a mention to them that saying, hey, I thought your program sucked ass. I'm going to put it on the podcast that they sucked ass. I'm not going to use that word, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, think in advance and don't be a dick. That's sort of the shorthand of what they were saying. And then afterwards, they're like, okay, yeah, just, you do you. I mean, you're talking about us. You're already... in one sense, serving as advertisement for the convention, so why not? Here's some, incentives.
So I both like and dislike the idea of telling about them first. I think, personally, I would be more okay with it if we were telling them about it more as in a way to try and get, a comment from them. Like, yeah, we got some complaints, we are aware of it, we're going to be looking into it to fix the issue next year or something like that.
And the thing is like, it's the comments to the staff, like, aren't limited to what I just had mentioned. Like, that's totally a thing that we can do and say, these were concerns that I had about the convention, you know, like, security guards weren't allowing people to go up the escalator without a pass, for example. And, like, and yeah, that's a genuine concern, is like, okay, well, you know, and, you know, like, get their comments about it and how they're going to respond. And then from there, I would have a, you know, likely a different opinion on what to say in the actual podcast itself. So, you know, it's like, yeah, that sort of
thing. Well, I mean, like that would, that would be cool. But I mean, I'm sure you guys all know Sac Anime, like, for them to get back to you, it takes a while. Like, they're always fucking busy, like, working on shit, like, afterwards and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you're going to try to get, like, comments from them,
well, that's
it's going
to probably
be a while.
Have to be direct with an Yeah, that's one of those times where you have to be direct and add an actual release date of when you expect it to hit the site.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that, and if they don't get back to us, we just, you know, put in there that, you know, we asked them for a comment on it, and they didn't say it, and they didn't give us one in time. It happens
or,
all
know,
the time.
Or, like, they cannot be reached for comments. Or...
I mean, exactly. Really, I mean, like, I would say just to play it safe, you know, let's just strike up the deal with them, do our own thing. And then basically what we'll do is just, you know, just basically do our own thing, do the podcast. If they happen to like it or not like it, then that's just kind of like on them. But I think really the important thing, though, is just that we get this little bit of partnership with them. Like, the partnership is what's going to help us out. If they decide not to like what we have to say about them, like, if the convention sucks, we fucking blow them out of the water and they don't like it, that's kind of on them. You know
yeah,
I mean?
No. And that's sort of the thing that was discussed. It's like, yeah, if you had a really crappy event, we're going to say you had a really crappy event.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
yeah,
you
Simon,
that.
I would just say, let's just, like, let it be. Strike up the deal, do our own thing, and if shit happens, you know?
Yeah, so... keeping on that same note, it's basically like we'll still do the same thing, just not cuss, and I'll just put in the little extra effort to give them notification like, hey, this stuff sucked and we're gonna say it sucks, and that's pretty much the only thing that they really, you know, said is their concern when it comes to our content with them, and then after that, perfectly fine. About 5,000 a month. Yeah, no, because they were thinking like, okay, well, if you get like more than say 7,000, then, you know, yeah, sure, why not? We'll throw you that bone. And then I showed you the number, or showed Kay the numbers. She's like, oh, okay, well, consider yourself, you know, like, let's just get into talks about doing the, you know, what you're gonna be doing for the Patreon thing, and go from there. And but yeah, no, we basically guaranteed ourselves the, you know, the pass. It's just a matter of establishing that we do have the Patreon, that this is what's going to be, you know, what it's going to be done for, you know, what the incentives are, yada, 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 yada. We pretty much just tell them everything that's going to be on the Patreon page, and then we're good to go from them.
Whoa!
Now, I don't know if... Well, I know that Sac Anime, yeah, sure, but I don't know, like, for the smaller ones, if they're going to say, like, well, it's cheap enough already. And actually, by that, yeah, they should probably just, you know, end up... They could have just end up coughing us, you know, the other ones, too, saying, like, oh, yeah, so, you know, keep talking about us, and here's your pass for, you know, one of your donors for a comic toy and game show. This one's for the sci-fi and horror show. This one's for SacCon. Because those are all owned by Dan, are they not?
He owns Sac Anime, SacCon. And I think he's trying to do a indie game thing, but as far as I know, he's the main owner of only two, possibly three events.
Okay. But yeah, no, I threw out the other ones because they're also held at the Radisson, I didn't realize.
Yeah, those are completely different events. But the thing is that I think Dan actually helps them out with their events.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I can't really say like 100% sure though. That's just from my understanding. But I would say like going forward, if any other con is like down to give us stuff for, you know, for like the patrons with that, then, like that would be cool. But I would say like any con that would like put up our link or our little banner on their convention site would just be fucking awesome either way.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's why I was thinking that, like, well, if Sac Anime is this privy to it, and then we could probably use that as a foothold for Comic-Con and San Diego Comic-Con and Emerald City Comic-Con, and say, hey, look, we have these other conventions outwardly sponsoring us, and we're representatives from the site, so would you be willing to throw us a couple press passes so we can report your convention with greater ease?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And now, when it comes to...
Or even offer certain cons and be like, hey, like, why don't you have somebody come on and talk to us and give us a convention preview or something like that, you know?
Which is totally cool. I mean, like, if we could do that,
yeah.
I mean, that would be great. Like, Sac Anime, we sort of have that foothold in just because we've been doing it for, like, 8 fucking years. I still have plenty more to discuss based off of what I've gathered. So I mean, that was some stuff that I picked up for just Sac Anime as a whole. A couple other things. When it comes to... There was a comment, you know, I was asking, like, okay, well, you know, the press getting a signature from their... from the guests for, you know, like, everyone else. So that way, like, hey, you know, I... just go over, get this done, and then go to my panels and stuff like that. Like, I still consider that a very rational request to say, hey, you know, can I just get in before everyone else, get my stuff done, and then go afterwards? And, you know, like I said, I think that's a totally reasonable request. It's just that that's not going to happen anymore. So... even though you're pressed, you still have to wait. And the justification was that for each attendee that's over there, they have to pay their premium. And I'm pretty sure that also includes their hotel stay, you know, whatever compensation that they need, and, you know, whatever. Like, because I have no idea how much each one of these actors is going to be asking for. But let's go ahead and say... Peter Cullen, he's a perfect example because he was charging his autographs for $160 at Sac Anime. So let's go ahead and say that his premium was like $8,000, and that includes the free room and board over at the hotel, likely a suite, so that's what, like a grand there. But his asking rate was like, instead of $8,000, which they settled on, it would be something like, let's blow it up and say 15,000. I don't fucking know, but I'm just going to throw that one out there. So, because of that, he figures, okay, well, if the people want my attention, like, I need to have this demand met. And so I will make up the other, you know, what you can't pay me in the form of charging for autographs. And, like, you know, they'll settle and say, okay, well, you know, if I'm there all 3 days and I charge $160 per autograph, and there are a lot of fans that are coming because of my announcement, in all likelihood, I will, you know, make a difference in selling autographs, which may happen, it may not, or it might be completely blown up from there. So, on that same note, it was explained to me that as press, I'm basically, like, I'm using a sort of privilege, I guess, and stealing signature away from someone else by dividing their time to talk with them, do whatever, get all my fanboyism out of the way before everyone else. And there are people who have paid for VIP signings, and they have, you know, their line waivers or whatever. And so those are used to also offset the cost of, you know, the people who are signing over at the convention.
So by that, it's like saying that they're giving me... Okay, so if I went to every single autograph signing and I had, you know, that early access, that would be...
You're rambling. What the fuck is this about?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I
okay, well, look, here, like, okay, pretty much the way the con kind of works, right, the way it's always worked, is pretty much if we take care of them, they'll take care of us. We put up some you know, advertisement for the convention, we talk about the con on the podcast, stuff like that. We create a relationship with them. Next time around, shit, if everything goes okay and they like us and everything goes fine, they'll hook us up. That's the way they've always done it, because there are certain press outlets, certain press people, certain even people, just random people that go, that get like badges. Shit, I've been working there for like 8 years. Okay, when I go, I can get 2 other badges for, like, you know, my nephews. Why? Because I've taken care of them and they've taken care of me. You know what I mean? So the whole thing about it is, like I said, it's just like building a relationship. I mean, we're pretty much new. They don't really know about us. But I think once they start trusting us, then they'll be like, yeah, okay, cool. You guys come in as press? Cool. Here's like 2 badges.
Yeah. I rambled on way too long about the whole autograph thing. I'm just... I love getting, like, fucking autographs. Okay,
if you like getting autographs, dude, like, staff gets fucking autograph sessions, I'll take you with me.
Ooh, wow, nice. Do you get a discount on those things, or no?
I don't know, I didn't talk about that.
Well, no, the people who charge, you still have to actually buy the autographs, but... staff, they get like a pre hangout. We either get to go after their signings or just when the signings like start, like when everybody's getting like wrangled in. So we get like our own time to get our autographs and stuff like that, because like usually we're working the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, you know, we might get some privileges later on, but as it stands, you know, we just have pretty much what I detailed in that, which of course can be used for conventions that are outside of California. As you know, if we can say, hey, we have, you know, SAC Anime convention, that's, it was only $14,000 for summer 2014, by the way, not $15,000. So, but no, like, we can go ahead and say, hey, your SAC Anime, they are pushing $15,000, and they're openly supporting us on the site, so would you be willing to help us out too? And, you know, like, oh yeah, cool, we can go ahead and maybe spring you an extra press pass, and then down the road say, hey, you've given us a lot of good publicity, here's a guest pass for your Patreon, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, figure if everything works out well with SAC, then we should be fine for other conventions using the same exact method. So that could be good. And, KrakenCon would probably be on the same board as well, just because they're a much smaller convention. I think only maybe like 2,000 people are actually going. Yeah, so I want to go ahead and implement the whole, you know, keep it PG-13 sort of thing when talking about KrakenCon, and then afterwards send a message to their... I guess you can call it public relations or social media advisor, whoever's actually going to be looking over it, and say, hey, I talked about you on our podcast on my one day over there. Here's the recording itself. Let us know what you think. If you'd be willing to work with us down the road. And, you know, we would then have a foothold over in Oakland. So that would be able to help branch us out a little bit.
Exactly. And so, you know, I figure, like, well, it can't hurt to, you know, just tone down language regardless. But yeah, no, like, we should probably, you know, get the Patreon situation all squared away first, you know, figure out how we're going to, you know, go about setting it up, the incentives that we're going to have. And the only thing is that, like, I can only think of what we would be able to give to, like, small-time donors. I have no idea what we would give to someone that's saying, like, hey, here's $100 a month. And I'm just like, well, shit, that's... Okay, that's... I didn't know. Okay, so... Crap, I'm trying to remember. There was one other thing. Oh, the possibility of getting guests to talk with us for our podcast. Since another podcast openly does recordings with guests in the press room, we have full reign to do that. It's just a matter of setting up appointments. So, like, our, you know, level of publicity is recognized enough to where, you know, we can actually divide some of the stars' time and then do that. And then when it comes... Yeah, at the convention. I don't think... Because, Dan never got back to me about Matt Smith. Or, I mean, not Matt Smith. Who the fuck was it? Design guy from Borderlands. Probably. Yeah, I mean, because as long as, you know, they have the time and they're up for it, then, you know, we can go ahead and do that. It's just a matter of figuring out, it's like, who is going to spend their time talking with the celebrity over which thing, and, you know, how we're going to set up the recording, all that other stuff, which is totally undecided at this point. I found out that markups were considerably lower over at KrakenCon compared to how they are over at Sac Anime. Which is, well, yeah, like when it comes to, I mean, sure, the attendance wasn't exactly fantastic, but that's beside the point. You know, it was like for some of the vendors, instead of the normal markup that I saw for stuff at Sac Anime, which is somewhere around 22 to 25%, over at KrakenCon, it was only about, like, 10 to 15. So, I mean, that's actually not too bad when you really think about it. So maybe it's because it's a smaller convention that they decided to charge less or something. But, I don't know, that could be a talking point for other conventions. I have no idea how exactly. No, when it comes to dealing with, you know, Sac Anime, with press relations, everything like that, nah. That's all of it.
I already bought an Age of Ultron ticket for Saturday.
Won't you? Well, you could just like move up the meeting. You can move it up to, like, Friday. And does it come out on Saturday as well? It's second, isn't it?
Wait, the movie?
Yeah.
The movie comes out starting Thursday night at 8.
Oh shit.
Those are the first shows. I skipped those because Thursday nights are some of the nights I work on podcasts, so it's Friday night. So I got a Saturday matinee for a 3D.
Sweet.
You should go visit your movie theater. They're doing pre-sales on the tickets, which is how I got mine. I just walked up, paid for it, and walked away.
Sweet. Yeah, that shit's gonna be crazy.
Then you need to consider what date you want to set a Conover pregame for Fanime, then.
Oh, actually, you know what? Speaking of that, Anthony, I was gonna tell you about a idea I had for like a, well, it'd basically be like another podcast type of thing, but it would be basically a straight up preview of the events of a con. So like basically break out a list of all the events and then we go through them one by one, talk about it, maybe figure out what some of the confusing ones are.
Oh yeah, like the pre-cast like, idea.
Yeah. So basically just give a proper preview of events. No. I don't mean like a con over. I mean like a like preview type of thing of like, okay, this convention is like in like the next week. Let's go through like every single event, every single like
the pregame
conovers. That's what happens in those.
I've done it with you guys. We've never gone through all the panels and events.
For Fanime, yeah. I'm down, clown.
I got something. I just got an email from Akihabara Expo, basically saying if we want to cover the event, they need to know which part of the event we want to cover, the show, the entire show, or just the expo.
I got a question for you.
Yep.
What's Akihabara Expo?
It's a brand new one that's coming out in December. I put a link in the group chat.
Oh, that's right. They were promoting that over at KrakenCon. I totally forgot about it. They had a whole booth up and everything. I didn't bother asking.
Yeah. Well, I actually emailed them tonight, and they responded to me. Apparently, MediaPass is only open via email. They want to know, like I said, do we want to cover the entire show or just the expo portion? Apparently, there are two events going on. And once I respond, they'll send me the email. So I have a friend who looks like it's staffing, so she said we probably can get 5 passes. Put the word out. Do we want to cover the entire show? I mean, like, their website honestly doesn't tell you a whole lot of what's going on right now. And I could literally tell them, just like, most likely we'd like to cover the entire show, but we need to know more details about the events.
Is this happening at the Anaheim Convention Center, or what the fuck is this?
I'm trying to figure that out. Like, I was just browsing Facebook, saw it, and decided to email them.
I'm poking around the site and under
You're
hotels.
Like,
it
looks
all
Japanese.
It lists is,
I want to go.
No, it's not that. It's just I'm poking around the website and under hotels. All it lists is Airbnb and VRBO. I mean,
actually,
shit.
If you click on instead of clicking where it has a edge over, just click straight on where it says hotels.
Okay.
It sounds like. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Those fucking vacation sites are a ripoff and a half.
Yeah, they are.
It would be interesting. I'd like to know what their projected attendance is, simply because that area during Christmas time is going to be a fucking zoo.
Yeah. But I figured it's something we could look into. I mean, I can always say, hey, yeah, we're interested, get the codes, and we can figure out from there.
The weirdest part about this is I would have to be back in that area 2 weeks later if I make the... I have a suite rented at Paradise Pier for New Year's.
Nice.
So is there anything else that we're going to be talking about? Because I need to get going. Anything really important?
I don't have anything else except actual Conover episode, which I hope I can record tonight since we're already on Skype.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Alright, well shit, I will see you guys later.
So I'll respond back to him just telling him that we're interested in covering the entire show.
Adios.
Yes. Well, I got a revised schedule. Give me a couple minutes because, one, I have to pee super bad. Two,